This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, June 24. Gentleness. Our reading comes from Titus chapter 3. Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always to be gentle toward everyone. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things, so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone. Gentleness is probably the least talked about fruit of the Spirit. And even though it's often overlooked, it's one of the most important character traits of people who live by the Spirit. In the Bible, gentleness is also called meekness, and it is a prominent virtue in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Jesus teaches us, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." Our world today does not value gentleness. Instead, we are loud, boisterous, rowdy, showy, obnoxious, and pushy. One commentator described our culture in North America as restless, rootless, and ruthless. Gentleness is the opposite of these. Gentle folks are not restless, but calm and composed, not rootless, but stable, not ruthless, but respectful. Biblical synonyms for the word gentle include humble, meek, considerate, courteous, respectful, and noble. We tend to categorize gentle people as wimps, but gentleness is actually the result of bringing great strength under control. In a biblical sense, the strongest people are those who dare to be gentle, and the best example to guide us is Jesus. Jesus calls out, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." To be gentle or meek is to be God-molded, Christ-shaped, and Holy Spirit-directed. Ask the Spirit for an extra measure of gentleness today. Pray with me. Forgive us, Lord, for associating gentleness with weakness. May we as Christians take the lead in being gentle toward everyone. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.